dem. Et Elven Murph.
C'est pas oui. C'est en plus quoi?
Ça, mec, c'est CKMS.
Ring Waterloo. 102.7
This is CKMS.
102.7 From the Void. From the Void.
Christopher Sharon.
From the Void.
With me,
Christopher Sharon.
From the Void.
You are listening,
Christopher Sharon.
From the Void.
With me,
you are listening,
Christopher Sharon.
From the Void.
With me,
you are listening,
Christopher Sharon.
Thank you. see you in the void again tonight. So, tonight I'm just gonna go with another loose, non-concept kind of show. Just more experimental music. Hopefully music you've never heard before. And if it's music you've heard, I hope you like it. I hope it's groovy. So, right off the bat, we're going to go with some Mike Patton. We're going to go with a song off the album Anonymous by Tomahawk. Tomahawk is my gateway to Mike Patton. This album didn't exist yet when I first got into Tomahawk and Mike Patton. But this was the first Tomahawk album I bought new. Like, they were like, it just came out kind of thing. And this is Tomahawk's third studio album. 2007-ish, I think. And this is the one that's inspired by Native American jams. This song is called Totem. Next, we're going with Edgar Wilmar Froese, German musical artist, electronic music pioneer, best known for founding the electronic music group Tangerine Dream. This guy's the real deal. This is off of one of his solo albums. The song is called Drunken Mozart in the Desert. Thank you.
Thank you.
Up next, I'm going with a song called Drifting in Time by a group called Perry Music off their album Atlantis. And I can't find anything about these guys. I don't know anything about them. I just came across the album because I think the album cover looked neat, or it was recommended to me because I was listening to something like Edgar Froese or Yin Yin or something, or Dead Can Dance. So this is a nice little tune off their album Atlantis, which happens to have 33 songs on it. So they're not very long songs, but they're just beautiful little pieces. Up next, we're going to go with a band called Yin Yin. Band from Maastricht, the Netherlands, in the Netherlands. The song is called The Rabbit That Hunts Tigers, off the album the same name, which happens to be their debut album. Thank you. Up next, we're going to go with a band that's kind of, not band, musical duo. It's kind of well known. You may know them. They're called Dead Can Dance from Australia. Currently, they're composed of Lisa Gerard and Brendan Perry. They formed in 1981. Kind of like this neoclassical dark wave thing. Ambient, art rock, avant-garde, gothic. I got into them because Steve Wilson talks so highly of them. And because I'm such a fan of Stephen Wilson. And actually, speaking of Stephen Wilson, I listened to the newest Porcupine Tree album, finally. It's been out for 11 months. I listened to it on Saturday night, finally. And I was moved. I enjoyed it. It was nice to hear from Porcupine Tree, finally, after 12 or 13 years, however long it had been. It didn't feel like it was quite good enough, but it was a fine addition to a fine catalog of music. So if you're not familiar with Porcupine Tree, check out the new album. It's probably a great place to start. So, Dead Can Dance, off their album Into the Labyrinth, Towards the Within.
Oh.
Up next, we're going to go with the spiritual guru, the guitar master, Carlos Santana. Now, Santana is like a force of nature. I know I don't have to tell you that. Everybody knows Santana is a force of nature. But it's an undeniable force that Santana is. I went to see Santana one time. It was in the middle of summer, very hot. I think it was raining too. It was an indoor show, thankfully. Casinorama. And it was just, it was incredible. The energy, the performance, the presentation. And Carlos himself, he's just so, he's like a prophet. Anyway, Carlos Santana. This goes back to the mid-70s. This is after the Santana number albums, you know, like the Santana 1. I think Santana 2 had the name Abraxas. And then Santana 3. Santana 4 just came out a few years ago. But after that, I just kind of... The original Santana group kind of faded away, and Carlos continued on as Santana for a while before he started to call himself Carlos Santana. This album is called Caravanserai. Wonderful, beautiful headphone album. The song is called Eternal Caravan of the Reincarnation.
Thank you.
that song just sends me to places. Hopefully it does for you too. I think it's just a fantastic, absolutely fantastic song. The whole album anyway. Just since we're in a bit of a jazz zone, I figured we would just do another jazz tune. The song's called Barcarolle by a band called the Pat Metheny Group, off their album Off-Ramp. Pat Metheny is just a wonderful... I'm saying wonderful and awesome a lot tonight. What the hell is wrong with me? Pat Metheny is a madman on guitar. He's jammed with Jaco Pastorius, or Jaco. I'm not really sure how I'm supposed to pronounce his name. He's jammed with Santana. He's jammed with Joni Mitchell. He's jammed with John Zorn. So this is off of some of his, one of his solo albums, or his Pat Metheny Group albums. Again, Off-Ramp. Barcarolle. Now, I'm going to go with a tune off of an album that I haven't done enough research to say for sure whether this is a goof, a spoof, something supposed to be humorous or not. I don't think it is. This album is meant to be played for plants. It wasn't written for people. It was written for plants. The album is called Mother Earth's Plantasia. The artist is Mort Garson. And the song is called Rhapsody in Green. Do you feel more plant-like? I feel kind of more like a plant. I really do like that song. A friend of mine compared some of the music I've been making in the last year or two to that album. And just listening to that song right now, I can really see why. It's got all the tingly synthopigiated, whatever you want to call them. Well, you know what time it is. It's dangerously close. Very dangerously close. We're far beyond the event horizon. The ever imploding, infinitely imploding, infinitely expanding existence. It just goes on forever. Which can be equal parts terrifying and equal parts comforting. Who knows? So to finish off the show, we're going to go with Microtronics by a band called Broadcast. They're kind of like a ambient alternative avant-garde kind of thing. I dig them. They're from the UK. Not much to know about them. Just a couple people making cool tunes. Thank you, and love from the void. See you next week.